That brings us then to item J, our first discussion agenda. And it is court facilities, delays to the courthouse capital program, pending the proposed governor's budget for fiscal year 13-14. This is an action item. And we welcome Justice Hill and Kelly Quinn. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I've stood before you many times talking about how we're going to be dealing with yet another fund sweep. And once again, we are in that position of having to dramatically adjust our program in midstream. Our recommendation to you today is twofold. First, our working group feels strongly that efforts should be made to secure full funding for this year. Certainly not at the expense of court funding, but rather we're just seeking the return of all or a portion of those funds that were raised from court users for the express purpose of building court facilities. Court users paid these assessments and have been paying them for years, as they were promised back when SB 1407 was passed, with the intent that those fees and assessments would build buildings. It's now $1.4 billion and counting, and we are only suggesting that enough is enough. Secondly, should we not receive all or a portion of these funds back, we have noted in our report to you the 11 projects that will be affected during this coming fiscal year. We are hoping certainly for the best, but we are preparing for the worst. I should note that our aggressive cost-cutting efforts with respect to SB 1407 court facility projects continues at full throttle. Along with our subcommittee, we have currently cut $115 million in just the past 16 months, and those efforts are continuing, and we will keep you apprised as we cut further funds in the future. Once again, I want to thank you for all you have done supporting this program, and I stand open for any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Justice Hill. Yes, Presiding Judge Earl.
Thank you, Justice Hill. I wondered what efforts can continue to be made and should be made to implore the legislature that the Long Beach project should not be funded out of SB 1407. I would hope that we would not give up on that argument. I would not expect Los Angeles to have to absorb the amount of that project. I don't believe they were a party to that agreement. But not only is it seems to me the sweep by the legislature of money from the funds, but it's the Long Beach project that is also a contributing factor in having to delay additional projects. So I want to know I hope we haven't given up that fight and what more we can do.
We have not given up on any aspect of our approach to the legislature. We're certainly seeking that fund return to our fund, as well as the sweep. We haven't taken anything off the table as far as we're concerned. When we meet with legislators, we're talking about the indications that were made in terms of general fund funding for Long Beach. We're talking about the promises that were made to court users when SB 1407 was passed, and we're seeking the funds for all of that, to return those funds. We understand it's a difficult fiscal environment, but we haven't taken anything off the table.
Judge Rosenberg.
Justice Hill, you have one of the unhappiest jobs in the branch, and the fact that you maintain your good spirit in light of the difficult job you and your colleagues have to do is remarkable. It's really appreciated. I'm wondering if there has been any analysis done in terms of the cost of delay. It's my belief that, I mean, these projects will have to be built at some point in time because they're needed. It's like repair of roads or putting in new roads. If you delay it, the roads just deteriorate and it becomes even more expensive in the future to fix or replace the road. Has there been any analysis done on the ultimate cost of a delay in terms of other projects in state government that get delayed? I have to believe that it's going to be more expensive for the state of California to delay these projects.
Thank you for your comments. And, yes, we are looking into that. Costs were static for a while over the past number of years, but costs, at least anecdotally at this point, have been going up. And we have been told by a number of sources that we can expect costs to increase rather dramatically over the coming years. And so we're looking into that, and we can certainly report back to you with more certainly static information and information looking toward the future. So we expect that, and it may well be something that we need to stress, because if by delaying we save $200 million this year and cost $300 million, that's certainly something that the legislature needs to know about, and all of you as well.
Thank you. Judge Jackson?
Yes, I have a motion to adopt the recommendations 1 through 8 that appears on page 2 of the report.
Before that motion is taken up, Chief, can I comment?
Yes, please, Judge Brandon.
With regards to recommendation number 2, my only concern here is that I think that we should make it clear that we need operational funding restored before we're addressing issues dealing with construction. Because the way that it's written, it could lead the reader to believe that this is a parallel track. I think operation funding is critical and needs to take priority.
Recommendation of amendment to recommend?
I do.
Go ahead.
I'll accept it.
Okay. Can you restate it for me so I can?
Only to the extent that I believe that operational funding needs to be fully restored prior to making requests for construction funds for those projects.
And I guess my concern would be fully.
No, what that means.
Fully. Yeah.
We couldn't hear you.
I said my only concern was what fully
what
means. I'm not sure what that means, fully.
Oh, fully.
Well, as long as it's clear that priority has to be given to operational funding first, that's my concern.
And may I speak to that just ever so briefly? And that was part of certainly my remarks, that we're not intending to move to the front of the line. The only concern I have about the way that was worded is, I believe you indicated prior to making the request for restoration. I would like to make the request for restoration and certainly leave it to the Judicial Council and staff to prioritize, but not be precluded from waiting for funding to come before we can even make the request.
I accept your friendly amendment to my friendly amendment.
Tell us clearly what it is.
So I'm not sure what the language would be. Do you have a proposal, Justice Hill, for what the language might be on item number 2?
I think that it might be a sense of the council that when those funds are talked about in the legislature, that priority be given to operational funds, but that we not necessarily tie anyone's hands as to how that is approached, but a sense of the council that they should put the emphasis on operational funds before seeking the other.
Yes.
Sorry. Perhaps if we just added a phrase to recommendation number 2 that says recognizing the concern for restoring trial court operational funding.
And giving
Or with recognition of the concern, or something. It should be good English. That's the idea.
Would you accept an amendment that the priority should, adding the word priority, should be for restoration of for operational funding?
I think there's a sense that there is a need to give consideration to the need for the operational funding sort of first, but I'm concerned about the word priority because it's really, at the end of the day, we have to strike a balance between these needs.
Balance is the issue.
And while we are concerned about the operational funding for sure, there still has to be a balance. And so we don't want to say that anytime the trial court needs money, we can't do construction work, because we have to balance these needs at a time when there just simply isn't sufficient money. So I'm a little concerned about the word priority.
Let me capture what I think I've heard. In item 2, it would start now with the recognition that the judicial branch seeks restoration and reinvestment of court funding, comma, submit fiscal year, and then it reads the same, so that it comes first without it doesn't say it's the priority, but obviously it's stated first.
It's a concern.
Yeah. Good language.
Yeah.
Okay. So I understand that this amendment is a friendly amendment that Judge Jackson is willing to take. We are still open for a discussion on this. We have a motion for items 1 through 8. 2 is modified. Still open for a discussion. Do I see Judge Jacobson seconding this?
I second, but also have a brief comment.
Okay, please.
Which is, I think that these are good, vigorous discussions for us to have. The concept of balance is very important. And most of all, we need to speak with one voice when we're asking for money from the legislature and the governor and the Department of Finance.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Yes, Sue Alexander.
On item 7, the last sentence says use construction funds for facility operations requires statutory authority. And I noticed in the discussion part on page 6, it says recommends that SB 1407 be modified to allow operation, repair, maintenance of new and expanded court facilities, and that resources be provided to maintain these new courthouses. Are you proposing as part of that 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 be on a legislative agenda for the council to support, to promote it, that legislation, or is that part of a, like, budget trailer bill?
No, that would be asking for a Judicial Council support of that concept.
Okay, because I just didn't think it was as clear in number 7 as it was in the discussion part.
Great, thank you very much.
And then I have one other question.
You bet.
On item 8, the last line says, if SB 1407 funds are restored in the enacted budget, but on page 5 it says pending the restoration of the funds, and I'm not sure which one was correct.
We need the restoration before we move forward with this.
Okay, so
pending is the better language.
Pending is the better language. Okay.
But thank you for the clarification.
So item 8, then, recommendation 8 would be this on the last sentence. This one-time funding request would only be authorized pending, or are we keeping if? Pending SB 1407 funds are restored.
On the other page it says only be authorized pending the restoration of SB 1407 funds.
Okay. So it would read this one-time funding request would only be authorized pending
restoration of SB 1407 funds
in the enacted 2013 Budget Act. Okay.
And if you wouldn't mind, we would like to hear number 2 again, just so that we're sure that it encompasses all that it needs to encompass. And I'm sorry to ask.
Here's number 2 without any literary ownership. It starts with the first word. With the recognition that the judicial branch seeks restoration and reinvestment of court funding, comma, submit, and then it reads the same.
Thank you.
On-the-fly editing is an occupational hazard of
it
every
is.
Justice. This factor.
The only concern I have, and frankly it's with the wording, as nebulous as it is, it's hard to be precise, but would this not be a recognition that the legislature could constitutionally take funds earmarked for court construction and divert them to operational costs, even though it would have taken a two-thirds vote to have done it directly? I mean, are we conceding that constitutional argument?
My position is it's not, that issue isn't directly before us, and I would never concede it.
What leads you to believe that we might be conceding that? Is there language that suggests a concession?
Just the concept itself that the legislature could take funds, 1407 funds, and divert them to court operations. The same point that Kurt mentioned yesterday. If we're suggesting it ourselves, then the question I have is that off the table?
By putting that language
yes.
In.
Yes, Justice Hull.
Thank you, Chief. I think, as most of us are, I always get a little bit anxious when we start scribbling in amendments without, you know, really the time to think through what their potential effects may be. And this is one of those times, at least as to the friendly amendment to item number two. And I when I read this proposal, I didn't see anything in it that suggested in any way, although I appreciate the spirit of the concerns expressed here, that suggested in any way that somehow this would take priority over court funding. It's a completely separate issue in my mind. It doesn't speak to which comes first and which comes second. And while if we keep the friendly amendment as the Chief Justice has noted for us, and the counsel is comfortable with that, I probably will go along with that. But these things cause me great concern unless they are very, very minor, and this does not strike me as minor when we're dealing with the legislature on this point.
Justice Miller, then Judge Herman.
Could we just start with the last part? Could it be, should SB 1407 funds be restored and start with submit? Isn't that what it means?
Submit?
And then it doesn't have anything to do with priorities or anything.
Right, but
would that work, Brad?
I think that we would probably wish to submit now rather than wait for the funds to be restored. I think our goal is to make the request and not wait for the occurrence.
I'm okay with that.
Are you okay with that? But it sounds like it sounds like...
No, he's saying something
different. Right, he's saying...
We just took out the part about should.
I'm sorry, could you say, how would you read it? How would you write it then?
From what I understand, you want to submit them now, right?
That's correct.
But it seems to say that they're only going to be submitted should SB 1407 funds be restored. So I guess I'm a little confused.
Judge Herman, did you want to weigh in?
I just join with Justice Hall. I mean, I really think we need to think this through. I think we don't want to tie our hands in the future as to what priorities are, because you know we do have infrastructure needs as well as operational needs, and I think most of us think in principle that operational needs are the important and often priority needs, but I don't think we want to take flexibility away.
I would just note that we would be fine with the recommendation by Justice Miller that the language stop after in recommendation one, period,
well,
and delete the should.
Let me ask Judge Brandlin if that does violence to your concern here.
No, it does not, and we can always defer to another day more serious discussion regarding priorities.
Right. So does that mean that recommendation number two now reads only as starting with the word submit to the end of the first sentence, deleting should that phrase, deleting the phrase starting with should?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Judge Jackson, you accept that amendment?
I accept that amendment.
And I think Judge Jacobson, you still stand second?
I don't understand what that does.
Let me confer one moment. So all in favor of recommendations 1 through 8, as discussed and amended, say aye.
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 All opposed? Any abstentions?
I'd like to abstain.
I'd abstain also.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for all the work that goes behind the scenes of this and the presentation. Thank you
very much.
Brad.